This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am asking, are you using what God gave you? Recently, we talked about how Jesus had been crisscrossing the land to teach the lost, heal the sick, and to cast out evil spirits. But Jesus knew that his days were numbered, so he gave the same authority to his disciples so that they could also go and teach about the kingdom of God, heal the sick, and cast out demons. So one day, this man approached Jesus and asked him if he would heal his only son. Now, his young boy suffered an affliction with seizures, and he would be violently thrown to the ground, foaming at the mouth. The father said this evil spirit would hardly ever leave his son alone. So the man also confessed to Jesus that, well, I begged your disciples to heal him, but they couldn't do it. Now, that's interesting because Jesus had just given them the authority to do this. So Jesus turns to his disciples and he admonishes them. He says, "You faithless people, how long must I be with you before you believe?" So now I ask you, do you ever get stuck using what God gave you? You know he gave you the gift, the talent, and the authority, but because your faith is waning, you don't embrace it. You don't engage it. So later that evening, the disciples asked, "Teacher, why couldn't we heal this young boy?" And so he told them it was because of their faith, but he also said the first step to strengthening your faith is through intimate prayer. So today, take that first step to getting to use what God gave you through intimate prayer and hold on to these words. Whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Mark 11:24. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, use what he gave you.